Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Gab, the Captain's America Third Watch, and Parler. We're on the same way when they come back. Now, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there for you. All right, joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, what would you say if I told you a host on MSNBC came out and made a statement like this? You ready?
Okay, yeah.
The GOP is becoming a domestic terrorist group. She had a guest that was talking and referring to things like that, and then she agreed with the guest. The GOP is becoming a domestic terrorist group. Joy Reid at MSNBC. If I said that to my audience, I'd be off the air by tomorrow morning.
Well, no kidding, because it's, number one, it's ridiculous on its face. It's patently false. And Captain, I really do think sometimes that, you know, they're looking to continue the ratings or continue the controversy, the chaos.
Well, forget the ratings. We have more listeners to this radio show than they have viewers at any given time.
You're right about
that. Pick a time spot. I know I'm right about that. Pick a time spot. That's a fact, and I'm proud to be able to say that that we have more listeners to the radio show than they have viewers to their television cable channel. But the thing of it is you want to talk about stoking the fires?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because I thought that Joe Biden wanted to unite the country. He wanted to govern in the best interest of all Americans. He was going to be the president for all Americans. And yet, I don't know how, you know, we could find that kind of unity with the kind of thing that you just talked about. The GOP is not a domestic terror organization. It's almost to the point, Captain, where we might start seeing commercials at some point or public service announcements saying, hey, if you've been watching MSNBC, you might be entitled to compensation, you know, something like that, because if they continue down this road, it's not good for anybody.
No, and by the way, we had a comment from a listener earlier. First, we had fake news. Now we have a fake trial based on fake evidence. That's James in Clearwater. Thank you very much.
Well, this whole thing is a political trial. Uh-huh. You know, nobody agrees with what happened on the Capitol on January 6th.
No.
But the Democrats have seen fit to continue this whole thing into the new year, into the new administration, and at the same time they want people to think that, oh, they're going to govern in the best interest of the American people. That doesn't seem like that's happening.
No. Now, the Biden administration yesterday announced plans for tens of thousands of people who are seeking asylum and have been forced to wait in Mexico under a Trump-era policy to be allowed into the U.S. while their cases wind through the immigration courts. Now, the first wave of an estimated 25,000 asylum seekers with active cases in the Remain in Mexico program will be allowed into the United States on February the 19th, according to authorities. Wow. Here we go.
Yes, about 70,000 people, I understand, went back to Mexico from January 2019.
Yep, Biden's going to let every one of them in.
Yeah, and so now the key thing you talked about, Captain, was their cases would wind their way through the immigration system.
Yeah, it takes years.
Yeah, if some of these folks will actually show up. I mean, I think that was the issue to begin with, is that they're never heard of again, this kind of thing. And part of that, too, Captain, is terrible because if you're forced to live in the shadows and you don't go through the immigration process, however that is going to work out, well, then that sort of consigns you and your family to not being able to be here legally, enjoy the United States the American dream, and go, you know, one day become a citizen, that kind of thing. It just keeps people in the same pigeonhole, and that's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. But to the Democrat Party elite, I think they look at it as, well, you know, this continues to help our cause.
Well, they get them in here, and he grants them asylum, or asylum is granted to them by whatever the process is going to be, and suddenly you've got 70,000 new voters.
That's how they look at it. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And, again, it's most unfortunate because people are just being used as pawns at that point.
Yeah, and I got a question here from, this is from Alan. Alan's in Tulsa. He says, is it true that Alan Dershowitz said that Trump's lawyers have won and he gave them an A+? Yes, it is true, because Alan Dershowitz just doesn't give people A+.
No, he doesn't. And by the way, don't forget, this is so important. Alan Dershowitz did not support Donald Trump for election or reelection.
Nope.
But yet, Alan Dershowitz is a cool guy because he understands civil liberties. And that's
and he understands the Constitution.
Exactly right.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what they did in Mississippi about transgender athletes. Wait till you hear this one. Good old Mississippi got with the program. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. We appreciate him. His studio's right around the corner from where I'm at, about 25, 30 feet away from me. He broadcasts out of the same station here in Tampa, Florida. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And remember, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replace after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job, and you'll get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 drop right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and surrounding areas, including Port Charlotte, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. I'd get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is.
That's right.
All right. I got to talk about this assistant press secretary, Ducklow. I remember him during the campaign doing a lot of interviews on TV. And he struck me as being a cocky, arrogant little SOB, okay? And it's one of those guys you just wanted to reach out there and just cuff him around the back of the head. Because half the things that he was saying weren't true, and they were later proven they weren't true, but yet this guy went on, and because he was so loyal to Joe Biden, he wound up getting the job under Jen Psaki. But what did he do yesterday that got himself? He should have been fired for what he did. But what did he do?
Well, there's a Politico reporter named Tara Palmieri, and she wrote a story about Ducklow's relationship with an Axios reporter named Alexei McCammond. And so he evidently turned around and told her that he would, quote, destroy her. And the actual quote I see here is, I will destroy you. And so, again, this was very, I mean, this is violent imagery as well. It's just very, very bad. But Captain President Biden just recently said, if you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
What
on
he said.
The spot. No
yeah.
ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody's yeah. entitled to be treated with decency and dignity. That's from President Biden. That's the boss, right?
Yep.
And yet, Ducklow's got a one-week suspension, according to Jen Psaki.
Without pay.
Without pay from the White House, from the White House job he has there.
Yeah. So there we go again. Joe Light again.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, honestly, one would think that the president would be aware of this kind of story, since this story has, this is not a typical story. It stands out, obviously, in terms of what's happening in the new White House there, the new administration. And one would think that the president could say, no, wait a minute, this does violate my standards and practices. And this guy's fired.
Well, it will be up to the media to hold him to his feet to the fire and see what happens.
Exactly right. But that's why I wanted yep. to say the president's quote, because that's what he said.
Yep. Now, this Mississippi story that we teased before we went to break, I'm going to get into it before we go to our caller here. It's on the line. On a party line vote, state senators of Mississippi have advanced a measure that bans males claiming to be females from competing in girls' and women's sports. Now, approximately a dozen states right now across the United States are currently considering a similar legislation that would ensure that only biological females compete on sports teams designated for women and girls. Makes perfect sense to me.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot more of this, and you know, and I don't think that it's done out of malice or any kind of hatred or any of those kinds of things.
No.
But I do think it's done out of the notion that you have had a lot of young women saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, I've trained, I've done this since I was 6 years
sure.
old, I'm trying to win this, and compete against other women. That's what they want.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is. Is this Bad Gavin Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Good morning, both of you.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I've listened to these hearings today, and it seems to me that this is going to provide some very good material for the next election cycle in 2022. Provide a lot of commercials. And does Kyle think that this is going to help the Republican candidates the next 2 years when they go up against some of these people? All right, that's
okay.
it, Kim.
All right, well, what do you think, Kyle?
Well, that's a really good question, because
it can't hurt.
Well, no, it can't hurt, because, again, the Democrats have done this to themselves. If you notice, though, the first impeachment of President Trump was supposed to be one of the things they were going to trumpet during the election in 2020. And we heard nothing about it because the impeachment failed, there was no conviction, etc. And I do think they will try to use something like this, but they may not want to mention it again as well, only because it's kind of going down in flames for them. And because they're not seeing the needle really moving, I think, about the policies and issues that President Trump was championing, and they're going to find that a lot of people, especially after a couple of years or now 4 years or so as we get down the road of a Biden administration, they're going to say, we've got to change back and try to do something different because of the hurt that's going to be out there, I'm sad to say.
Now, the CDC kind of blew the teachers union out of the water yesterday by saying that in-person schooling can resume safely with masks, social distancing, and other strategies, but the vaccination of teachers, while important, was not a mandatory requirement to open the school.
That is very, very important. Exactly. And schools can do things safely, I believe, and I think a lot of people would agree with that. But the teachers union, see, this is where the immovable force meets the irresistible, or the immovable logic meets the irresistible force. The Biden administration, President Biden himself, may not be able to really go up against the teachers unions and try to get the schools really reopened. will, and I'm just throwing this out there, I'm not advocating it, but will he go as far as, say, President Reagan did with the Air Traffic Controller Union way back when, in order to get the country moving again? And so I don't think it will go that far, but obviously we have to get the schools going in some capacity that is better than it is right now, because you've got a lot of kids who are missing out, number one, and number two, it's affecting them psychologically, and that's not acceptable.
Now, November the 8th, 2022, which is when the midterm election is going to be, 34 U.S. Senate seats will be up for re-election. Of those 34 seats, Republicans currently hold 20 and Democrats hold 14, and four Republicans have announced that they will not run for re-election. What do you think, looking at today's political climate, might happen there?
Well, right now, and after we get past the impeachment trial, I think you're going to see some settling out. It won't be such a large, a hot button political hot potato at this point as we get a little bit down the road. But again, I think you put the mileage on the Biden administration, and people are going to start changing their perspective significantly, and it's not going to go well, I think. So, you know, again, the ability to maybe take over the House, I think, is very good, and maybe take back the Senate would also be good at that point. But the Republicans have to play their cards exactly right. I think they got to focus on what the policies of Trump were that most Americans agree with: lower taxes, deregulation, strong national security, good trade deals, those kinds of things. If they do that, I think it's a home run.
Yeah, I don't disagree with it at all, and I believe they can pick up the Senate again based on what we've been watching, what's been going on here right now with the Senate and with all the stuff that's been taking place. Also, I believe they're going to pick up the House because they're probably going to gain in this special election the two seats back, the one from the wife of the husband who died before he was able to take office, and the other seat there, because the Democrats have done a lot to hurt, and this is Louisiana, the Democrats have done a lot to hurt the people of Louisiana. The people over there are hot, and I mean hot from what I hear, and that's what I'm hearing from my affiliate over there in the New Orleans area.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So yes, the November elections come and gone, but these special elections and so forth, I think, may start to point the way. And again, there doesn't seem to be this big uproar out there. You know, oh, President Biden's finally doing a great job. I mean, we hear the TV people will say that kind of stuff. But generally speaking, I mean, just talk to people at the grocery store, or your friends, or people you're going to Zoom with, or whatever, and nobody's saying that kind of stuff. But it's actually the opposite.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we stroll along through the overnight hours here on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and we appreciate you. Thank you very much for tuning in. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor. And remember, you can always hear this show on a loop on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors and former President Trump's lawyers have presented their cases in his impeachment trial before the Senate. Lead House manager Jamie Raskin quoted Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney in a reply to a question about whether Trump knew he was inciting his supporters.
As Representative Cheney said, he summoned that mob, he assembled that mob, he incited that mob, he lit the match. Come on, get real.
Trump attorney Michael Vandeveen dismissed a question which was posed by Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders. He wanted to know if Trump was determined to overturn the election results.
It's irrelevant to the question before this body. What's relevant in this impeachment article is, were Mr. Trump's words insightful to the point of violence and riot?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. By the way, today, I'm going to be down in Sarasota at the Two Guys Gun Show, the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show at Robarts Arena. Now, the doors open at 9. They're going till 5 today. They're going to have the concealed carry class there today and tomorrow, and you can go online and sign up for it before the doors open, so you make sure you got a spot there. TwoGuysShows.com is the website. But they have got one of the most modern and up-to-date gun and tactical equipment exhibits that you'll find anywhere here in the great state of Florida. And I will tell you something. Military surplus equipment, tents, fishing poles, bows and arrows, all sorts of different things to help you out, plus some different supplies there that you might not find anywhere else, too, survival equipment and whatnot. Now, I want you to stop by. I'll be there from 10 to 2, so stop by and say howdy to me. I'll definitely be there, Robarts Arena, which is the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, right there at Fruitville and Tuttle. So I look forward to it. TwoGuysShows.com, the website, Two Guys Gun Show, down there at Robarts Arena today, 10 to 2. Hope to see many of you there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, coming up May the 18th in Pennsylvania, and I haven't heard anybody talking about this. This is important. Voters in Pennsylvania on May the 18th will decide at least three state constitutional amendments, including two that will alter the governor's emergency powers Legislative Republicans proposed those two amendments in response to Governor Tom Wolf, who happens to be a Democrat, emergency orders that were related to the coronavirus pandemic that created a bunch of just absolute nonsense. Now, this is probably what they're going to try to do to Cuomo up in New York.
Yeah, very, very possibly. And in the Pennsylvania issue right now, what they're looking to do is try to give the governor the emergency powers, but only up to 21 days. After
right.
that, the governor would have to get approval for such things, and it wouldn't be open-ended the way that it has been. And all this, again, yeah, this deal has to do completely with the response to the coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other thing is... with everything that's going on there, your state, California, where they have the recall effort going on against Governor Gavin Newsom, they've announced that they've got some 1.594 million signatures, which obviously is more than the 1.5 that they need to have. They're still accumulating signatures, as it will, and the next official monthly reporting deadline is next Tuesday, February the 16th.
Well, that's right. And, of course, they've got to the 1.5. That's how many you need to get this on the ballot. But there's going to be some percentage that they want to allow for that may be invalidated. So that's why they need a lot more than the 1.5. And they're getting there. And I think they're going to get just quite a lot more signatures. But this is going to happen, it would appear. And so, of course, that means we're going to have a much more serious conversation here in California about what's going on, what to do next. Recalling the governor, obviously, is a major, major step in that direction. And perhaps during that conversation, Captain, a lot of people will say, and my state legislator also is part of this problem because of the monoparty rule in California. And come the next election cycle, we'll see some changes there as well. But it may be the only way to get California back on the right track, because we're losing people, we're losing business, we're losing all kinds of stuff, and it's becoming a shell of its former self, and it makes a lot of people very sad here in California.
You know what else you're going to lose?
What's that?
Prisoners, because I just heard the Los Angeles District Attorney wants to ban the deputies from the parole hearings, you know, where they go in to have their parole, and that's usually a committee that's in there. Why would you not want to have a deputy in there for security? Because if these people don't get their parole that they're expecting, won't they go nuts?
Always a possibility, and you think that security would be paramount for something like that. As a matter of course, I mean, has that now become a political thing? And that's the problem. Everything is becoming a political statement, a political grievance, a political gripe. And but we do so at our own peril if we don't have security.
There's a lawsuit against the Los Angeles
the Sheriff's Department.
No, against the district attorney by the assistant chief DA, accusing his boss of defaming him right now. And that's the other thing that's going on, that this chief district attorney that's underneath the district attorney is saying, hey, we can't do this stuff.
Well, right. I think you're talking about the new DA in L.A. is Gascon. His philosophies are just, I don't know, super so far out that we can't get a radar.
I've never heard of such a thing, not having deputies in there for a parole hearing. I mean, this is when these guys go ballistic because they think they're going to get out. And if they don't get out, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They're going to attack everybody in the room.
Well, that's right. The reality
would not be uncommon.
That's right. The reality is, in our society, we have some pretty hardened criminals. They come from all ethnicities, walks of life, whatever it might be. But we have to be able to protect the innocent. This is the whole point.
Yeah, and they're letting the people out, some of them that have convicted, like assault with a deadly weapon, that sort of thing. Well, they didn't kill anybody. They're not letting them out, but they're letting the other people out. And they're saying, well, that's just a minor offense. No, it's not.
No, it's not, and I think even the district attorney there is running into this problem that no, you can't simply, you know, pick and choose what laws you want to enforce, basically, and that you have to follow the law. Because once we start not following the law, then we become a lawless society, and the whole point is that we have a system that adjudicates whether or not somebody goes
now,
to jail or not.
Down here in Florida, our Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, who in my opinion is the best governor in the United States, and several of our Florida House GOP members have said the potential travel ban to the state, which is coming from Joe Biden's lips to ears around the country and around the world, reeks of partisanship and that it is very unconstitutional, unwise, and unjust. And the governor has promised prompt legal action if this is initiated. And good for him.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. You know, people are should be free to travel where they want to travel. We understand that you have some different restrictions and so forth that go on as a result of a bona fide public health crisis. But to instigate bans, I mean, gee whiz. I mean, that sounds, I mean, President Biden was against the travel ban from China when President Trump instigated it first. And then he later came around to it. But, again, we shouldn't be banning domestic travel. That seems wrong.
Now, Biden is going to get another opportunity to make a key judicial appointment to one of the most powerful courts in the nation. Gee, I wonder where that would be, Kyle.
Right.
The right. Ninth Circuit.
Yep.
And Trump had just, let's see, they were down by, what was it? They were down by one judge, I think it was, in the Ninth Circuit. So now Biden's going to be adding one more, so they'll be up by two, the liberals.
Yep. Well, it's got another name, a nickname that it has, right? It's the Ninth Circus, I think, call it. Yeah.
Now, there's going to be a new bill coming out of Congress to extend the redistricting deadline to until the end of September. Now, I don't know about you, but it was supposed to have been done by now.
Yes, exactly. So we'll see exactly how this turns out. But, yeah, to the end of September, it's, it seems like it's right around the corner, but it gives them a little bit more time. And this is based on the census, I believe.
Well, what, do they think more people are going to come back to New York State where they've already lost two seats?
No kidding.
Or California?
No, I don't
think. Or Illinois?
Yeah, I don't think we're having big influxes of new people to California. Nope.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't like the idea that Florida's about ready to pick up two seats.
No kidding.
But we're getting the two that New York lost.
Yep, and exactly, and that's somehow just it's unacceptable. But here's the thing: look at what Governor DeSantis is doing in Florida. Look at what the success that Florida is having. Governor Cuomo maybe could take some notes, you know, instead of driving people out of New York, you know. And by the way, don't tell people, hey, we're just going to have to raise the taxes because revenue is down because of coronavirus shutdowns. I mean, after a while, it's that you've got to realize, you know, don't.
Well, they are going to have to raise the taxes. They are going to have to raise the tolls on the toll roads. They are going to have to raise the charges on the bridges. I mean, pretty soon it's going to cost you in a car $100 to get across the bridges to get from one end to the other when you want to get from New Jersey to, say, Boston.
Well, see, but that's ridiculous. They need to get the economy going as opposed to just raising the taxes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back more from Kyle Warner, professor of politics, as we take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And by the way, it's a humdinger. The weather is really a mess tonight. We'll get into all of that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Sharpton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And this Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Maris, you pull on in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Just tell them you were listening to me on a Radidio. That gets you the free coffee. And then if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club. Get the points for the fuel you buy, the points for the food you buy, the points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store, too. All right, here we go.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a terrorized Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's Ray Carline, there ain't nothing wrong with his radio. Rooster Cruising. All right, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to give it to Kyle. An Arctic, cold Arctic air mass remains in place across much of the country. Wintry precipitation is going to bring hazards to the Pacific Northwest, the Southern Plains, the Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley, and to the Middle Atlantic all the way to the Northeast this weekend and into early next week. Now, temperatures are going to remain 20 to 40 degrees below normal all across the central part of the country on Saturday and into Sunday. Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in Southern California. We do have a high wind warning this along Interstate 40, Interstate 15 out in the Mojave Desert. So you want to be careful with that. That high wind warning continues on in through Barstow, through Hesperia. And, of course, this also stretches all the way out to Las Vegas and over to the border with Arizona as well. Stretches all the way up towards Reno as well. And as we go across the northern part of Nevada, we've still got a winter weather advisory this along I-80 and a winter storm warning near Wells, Nevada tonight. As we move into Oregon, we've got snow in Portland. That's going to turn to rain by about Monday or so. Same story for Seattle, but we have a big system coming through up there in the Pacific Northwest. Over in Montana, northern Montana, wind chill warnings in almost the entire northern part of the state, wind chill advisory in the southern part of the state. Down in Idaho, we've got a winter weather advisory along I-84. And also, Captain, as you go from Idaho to Oregon, going through Cabbage on I-84, they're going to be hanging iron there tonight. That's for sure. We've also got winter storm warning coming down I-15 all the way through Utah, all the way down to St. George. We've got an avalanche warning in Colorado if you're coming along I-70 outside of Denver, where there's also a winter weather advisory going on there tonight, Captain. And in Arizona, near Flagstaff, if you're coming across I-40, you've got a winter weather advisory as well right there near Flagstaff. So it is still very cold, lots of snow throughout the Pacific Northwest, so be careful out there tonight.
All of North Dakota is under an extreme wind chill factor, 21 below zero right now, Bismarck, North Dakota, with the wind 51 below zero. The northern part of Minnesota, Twin Cities North, bitter cold temperatures, wind chill factors 25, 35, 40 below zero. Northern part of South Dakota, to include Rapid City, South Dakota, winter chill advisory there, wind chill advisory 25, 35 below zero. Now, you've got temperatures, wind chills down below zero all the way down to Missouri, almost all the way down to the Arkansas line, and down through Kansas, as well as over into Wisconsin and the western part of Illinois. Now, we do have snow in Nebraska all the way across. Winter storm warning, the western part of Nebraska coming out of Wyoming, but all the way across to Iowa Now, jumping down now to Kansas, you've got snow in the central part of Kansas. If you're coming up I-35 from the Metroplex down there, you're going to have snow, a winter storm warning out of Dallas, Fort Worth, all the way up to Oklahoma City and all the way up to the Kansas line, and then you're going to have snow almost all the way to Kansas City. But the worst of it is going to be I-40 across from Amarillo to Arkansas, also down south of Amarillo down to Lubbock, winter storm warning. Anybody traveling across I-20, I-30 in Texas, even down to I-10 coming across over into San Antonio, you got a winter storm warning to just outside San Antonio right now, and snow in the southern part of Texas, winter storm watch. You've got snow along I-20, winter storm warning in Louisiana, southeastern corner of Arkansas, general snow across Arkansas tonight, Memphis, snow there, snow in the eastern part of Tennessee, all of Kentucky, you'll be getting snow this weekend, lower half of Indiana, lower half of Illinois, winter storm warning over in the mountains of Virginia to include all the way over to Richmond and Ashland, Virginia over there, and freezing rain in the Washington, D.C. area tonight. So be advised of that going up by 95, and rain in Florida tonight. Kyle, tell us how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the host of the Kyle Warren Show, and we appreciate him very much. Okay, now we're going to drift on up here and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Good morning.
Yep, it's all of that, too. What'd you think of the closing arguments in the impeachment trial?
Well, to present fake evidence, including pictures of tweets and videos, was pretty well crafted, I would say.
Yeah, we're talking about the Democrats.
Correct.
Yeah, because they nailed them. Boy, did they nail them.
Yeah, and then the 10-minute collection of video when everybody uses the word fight, so that certainly minimized an awful lot of the House manager's arguments, too.
Do you realize that Winston Churchill would be in trouble in today's culture because of that comment that he made years ago? We shall fight them to the beaches. We shall fight them on land. We shall fight them on air. We shall fight them everywhere we find them. He would be in big trouble right now.
Well, that was the whole point of the montage, is that if they minimize that whole thing of you know, the Democrats concocting the notion that anything about Trump was militant and radical and violent.
Oh, it gets better than that. Joyless Reid on MSNBC had a guest, and she agreed with the guest that the GOP is becoming a domestic terrorist group.
Well, that's the memo. That she's really letting the secret out. That's the memo that's going on. You know, since the Trump lost in the situation on January 6th at the Capitol, that's the whole point of everything. They're redefining what a domestic terrorist is, and that is really 75, 80 million people, at least.
Yeah, what a shame.
She's revealing the secret.
Yeah, well, the secret's not going to be a secret for long because we just told everybody about it. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, and special shout-out to Steve in Thailand tonight, and to Jeff in Sarasota. I'll see you guys down there at the Robarts Arena today for the Two Guys Gun Show. We'll be right back, right after the top of the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.